For some 70 years, NATO has been viewed as a crucial pillar of stability by U.S. presidents and lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans alike. But Trump's views on the alliance during his 2016 campaign broke with that bipartisan consensus.
Let me tell you, NATO is obsolete. It was 67 years, or it's over 60 years old. It is many countries. Doesn't cover terrorism, okay? It covers the Soviet Union, which is no longer in existence.
Since his election, President Trump has said he no longer considers NATO obsolete. But he has repeatedly pressed European allies to increase their contributions, like at this summit last July.
For years, presidents have been coming to these meetings and talked about the expense, the tremendous expense for the United States, and tremendous progress has been made. Everyone's agreed to substantially up their commitment. They're going to up it at levels that they've never thought of before.
Reacting to Tuesday's New York Times report, analysts say the recent departure of Defense Secretary James Mattis has them worried about the future of NATO.
I think Secretary Mattis was the primary break on President Trump's ambitions and interests in leading the alliance. His removal creates an unbelievable opportunity for the president and for anyone else in the administration who does not see the value of the NATO alliance to push forward with withdrawal.
If this happens, Russian President Vladimir Putin would be the main benefactor, warns Simakovsky.
It would be a significant gift to him, and he would see it as an open invitation for future aggression in Europe.
Some experts say it may be time for the U.S. Congress to send a message to the president by holding a symbolic vote expressing how vital NATO is to U.S. national security and world stability. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.